look at Peter, whom I mentioned before. He boasted, yes, he did, saying that he would do better and stand more firmly for his master than all other men. But who was more defeated by these villains than he? Therefore, when we hear of such robberies on the king's highway, there are two things we should do. One, go out clad in armor, and be sure to take a shield with us, for it was for lack of that that he who attacked Leviathan could not make him yield. For indeed he does not fear us at all, if we are without armor and shield. Therefore he who has skill has said, above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. 2. We should also ask the king for a protective escort. Yes, we should ask that he go with us himself. This made David rejoice when he was in the valley of the shadow of death, and Moses would rather have died where he stood than go one step without his God. Oh, my brother, if he goes with us, why should we be afraid of 10,000 who set themselves against us? But without him, the proud helpers fall under the slain. For my part, I have been in the battle before, and though through his goodness I am alive, I cannot boast of my own bravery. I shall be glad if I encounter no more of such attacks, but I fear we are not beyond all danger. However, since the lion and the bear have not as yet devoured me, I hope God will also deliver us from the next uncircumcised Philistine. Then sang Christian, poor little faith, hast been among the thieves? Wast robbed? Remember this, whoso believes, and gets more faith, shall then a victor be over 10,000, else scarce over 3. So they went on, with ignorance following, until they came to a place where another pathway joined their way, and it seemed to lie as straight as the way they should go, and they did not know which of the two paths to take, for both seemed to lie straight before them. Therefore they stopped to decide what to do. And as they were thinking about the way, a black man dressed in a very light robe came to them and asked them why they were standing there. They told him they were going to the celestial city, but did not know which way to go. Follow me, said the man, for that is where I am going. So they followed him down the path that had just intersected with the road, which gradually turned, and turned them so far that soon their faces were turned away from the city to which they desired to go. Still they followed him, but by and by, before they realized it, he had led them both into a net, in which they became so entangled that they didn't know what to do, and with that the white robe fell off the black man's back, and they saw where they were. Then they lay there crying for some time because they could not free themselves. Christian said, now I see my error. Didn't the shepherds tell us to beware of the flatterers? As the wise man says, a man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet. They also gave us a map of the way, said Hopeful, but we have forgotten to read it, and have not kept ourselves from the paths of the destroyer. Here David was wiser than we, for he said, concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Thus they lay sorrowing in the net until at last they noticed a shining one coming toward them with a whip of small cord in his hand. When he reached them, he asked where they came from and what they were doing there. They told him they were poor pilgrims going to Zion, but had been led astray by a black man dressed in white. He told us to follow him, they said, for he was going there too. Then the man with the whip said, it was Flatterer, a false apostle, who has transformed himself into an angel of light. So he tore open the net and released the men. Then he said to them, follow me, so that I may set you on your way again. So he led them back to the pathway they had left to follow the Flatterer. Then he asked them, where did you stay last night? They said, with the shepherds upon the Delectable Mountains. Then he asked them if those shepherds had given them a map of the way. They answered, yes. When you were at a standstill, said he, Did you take out your map and read it? They answered, No. He asked them, Why? They said, We forgot. Then he asked them if the shepherds had warned them to beware of the flatterer. They answered, Yes, but we never imagined that this fine-spoken man was he. Then I saw in my dream that he commanded them to lie down, and when they did, he chastised them severely to teach them that they should walk in the good way, and as he chastised them, he said, As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. This done, he told them to go on their way, and to heed carefully the other directions of the shepherds. So they thanked him for all his kindness, and went softly along the right way, singing, Come hither, you that walk along the way, see how the pilgrims fare that go astray. They catched are in an entangling net, cause they good counsel lightly did forget. 'Tis true they rescued were, but yet you see, they're scourged to boot. Let this your caution be. Now after a while they saw someone in the distance, walking leisurely and alone along the highway. Then said Christian to his companion, Yonder is a man with his back toward Zion, and he is coming to meet us. I see him, said Hopeful. Let us be careful now, lest he should prove to be another flatterer. The man came closer and closer, until at last he came up to them. His name was Atheist, and he asked them where they were going. We are going to Mount Zion. Then Atheist began to laugh loudly. What is the meaning of your laughter? Asked Christian. I am laughing because I see what ignorant people you are to make such a tedious journey when you will probably have nothing but your travel to show for your effort. Why, man, do you think we shall not be received? Received? The place you dream about does not exist anywhere in the world. But it does in the world to come, said Christian. When I was at home in my own country, I heard about this place, and after hearing about it, I went out to see it. I have been seeking this city for 20 years, and know no more about it than I did the first day I set out. We have both heard that there is such a place, and we believe it may be found, said Christian. If I had not believed when I was still at home, I would not have come this far to seek it. But finding nothing, and I should have if there were such a place to be found, for I have gone further than you to seek it. I am going back again and will seek to refresh myself with the things that I then cast away for hopes of that which I now see is not. Then Christian said to Hopeful, Is what this man says true? Be careful, said Hopeful. He is one of the flatterers. Remember what listening to such a fellow has cost us already. No, Mount Zion? Why, did we not see the gate of the city from the Delectable Mountains? And besides, are we not to walk by faith? Let us move on, lest the man with the whip overtake us again. You should have taught me that which I will whisper in your ear. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. Stop listening to him, and let us believe to the saving of the soul. My brother, said Christian, I did not put the question to you because I doubted the truth of what we believe, but to test you and draw from you what you honestly think in your heart. As for this man, I know he is blinded by the god of this world. So let us go on, knowing that what we believe is the truth, and that no lie comes from the truth. Now I rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, said Hopeful. So they turned away from the man, and he, laughing at them, went his way.